If you've visited the coast of Northern Europe recently, you've probably noticed something offshore besides boats and seabirds, the huge white towers and blades of wind turbines. European countries began building offshore wind farms a generation ago, but as of right now, here in the U.S., there are exactly zero offshore wind farms. Not for long, though. Just last week, America's first offshore wind turbine was completed off the coast of Rhode Island. It's part of a five-turbine project that could be finished this month. But even if that wind farm will be American, the technology and know-how behind it are definitely European. From our environment desk, here's the world's Carolyn Beeler.
Hello again.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Block Island is about 13 miles off the coast of Rhode Island. It's known for the quaint Main Street you see when you step off the ferry, and for the long sandy beaches and nature preserves that are just a short bike ride away. The island's past is rooted in this identity as a favorite New England vacation spot, but its future lies about 3 miles off of its southern coast.
You can definitely see them clearly from this part of the island.
That's Kim Gaffett. She's standing on a bluff, pointing to 5 huge metal platforms on the horizon.
What you see is basically the platforms that the wind turbines are going to be built up on. And those platforms are actually anchored into the ocean floor.
These turbines will be the first in U.S. waters. An earlier project off of Cape Cod would have been the first, but was derailed by opposition from residents. That didn't happen here. Gaffett was head of the town council when the wind farm was proposed, and she says that's partly because Block Islanders are pretty eco-friendly.
The people who live and work here feel strongly that we need to do things for our environment, so there's a real philosophical belief in this.
This being clean, carbon-free energy. There's also a more immediate reason. Block Island currently gets its electricity by burning diesel shipped over from the mainland. That means it's pricey. In much of the rest of the country, offshore wind would cost way more than most other sources. But here, it might actually be cheaper.
There was a real advantage to trying to find alternative way to produce power that was less expensive.
The project developer says by the end of the year, the 5 turbines will generate enough electricity for 17,000 homes. The turbine's construction is being overseen from the Port of Providence, about 50 miles away.
Nice to see you again, Chris. How are you doing?
That's Chris Van Beek, the president of Deepwater Wind. That's the company that's developing this wind farm. His Dutch accent and his colleague's French one are just a few I overheard as he walked me around the port.
If you add up all nationalities working on this project, probably you come to 20, 25 nationalities.
The U.S. is new to the offshore wind game, and the huge offshore turbine parts aren't built here. So Deepwater Wind bought them from Europe. On the port's loading dock, Van Beek shows me tower sections and 250-foot-long blades waiting to be shipped out to Block Island.
The towers were fabricated in Spain. The blades were fabricated in Denmark. The Danes are very good and specialized in that kind of work.
The U.S. has been slow to adopt offshore wind, partly because it has lots of wide-open land that's good for cheaper onshore wind. It has domestic natural gas and coal and low electricity prices, and it has bureaucracy. Deepwater Wind had to get approval from roughly a dozen agencies for this wind farm.
Yeah, it's harder here. There's no template for it. So what we do is a lot of meetings with the regulator, sitting there and saying, well, this is how we want to do that.
The regulations are starting to get ironed out as East Coast states work with developers to meet ambitious new renewable energy goals. They want to tap into winds that blow hard and consistently off the coast. Still, the public hasn't totally been won over, even on Block Island. 16-year-old Tatum Shaw says the wind farm ruins the view from a bluff near her family's summer house.
It used to be beautiful, and now basically you face a certain way, and it's ugly, and you see them, and they look super up close. And then when you face the other way, it's natural and beautiful like it's supposed to be.
But back up on that bluff with a bunch of tourists, former town council head Kim Gaffett was tickled to point out that not everyone agrees with Shaw.
People have been, since last summer, coming up here to see this. As much as there are people who don't want to see them, there are people coming here to see them.
Gaffett hopes this interest paves the way for bigger offshore wind projects that are in the pipeline. and that one day the U.S. coastline will look a bit more like Europe's. For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Block Island, Rhode Island.